It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to a brand new week on Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm your host. And if you're listening for the very first time, I hope you'll stay tuned because I believe God brought you here for a special reason today. I'm going to be talking this week on one of my favorite subjects, and that is purpose and destiny. There's a great verse that's found in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. God originally spoke it to the nation of Israel when they were in captivity and they were desperate and longing to go home. God spoke this word to them through the prophet Jeremiah, but I believe it still speaks thousands of years later. It says this, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future." You know, when Jeremiah received God's promise about his divine plans, he was writing to a people in exile. They felt forgotten. They felt purposeless. They had been torn from everything familiar, thrust into a foreign land and wondering if God ever remembered their names. Into their despair, God speaks these words that would echo through millennia to the very day that we live today. And he said, "I know the plans that I have for you." That Hebrew word for plans, it's makashava. And the word is used to describe the thoughts of an architect designing a building or an artist envisioning a masterpiece. This isn't just casual thinking or wishful hoping. It's intentional design, detailed, purposeful design. God doesn't just know about your life, friend, in general terms. He knows the specific plans he has for your life. Before you were ever conceived, he was thinking about the unique way that you would impact this world and bring him glory. Before you took your very first breath, God was designing the very particular path that you would take in life that would lead to the maximum joy and maximum impact on this world. See, I believe life is too short just to live casually, just to live as you please. I believe God has a plan for our lives. And God just doesn't just know your life in general terms. He knows the very plans he has for you. And this truth, it transforms everything about how we view our lives. You're not an accident, not just a biological wonder or circumstance. You're not a cosmic roll of the dice. Friend, you're planned, purposeful, intentional, created by the God of the universe and designed for a specific role in his grand story. I want you to consider the implications of this now. The God who spoke galaxies into existence, who knows every star by name, the one that orders the courses of the heavens, he's personally designed a plan for your life. And the same creative intelligence that's encoded in your DNA has encoded purpose into your life. Through his infinite wisdom, the way he governs the seasons and sustains the very ecosystem that we have, makes the stars stay in the sky, that same God is working to bring about his plan for your life. And when Jeremiah felt overwhelmed by God's calling and he protested, he said, "Lord, I don't know how to speak. I'm too young." And God, you know what God said to him in response? "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations." That's Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah's calling wasn't just some afterthought. God didn't just look down and say, "Wow, this guy's doing good. I'm going to make him a prophet." No, it was designed in his DNA before he ever took his first breath. The same is true for you, my friend. Your calling preceded your existence. God wasn't surprised by your personality type, your family of origin, your natural talents or gifts that just unfolded one day. No, he designed you. He designed everything to work together for his purpose and His plan. Now, that doesn't mean your entire life is predetermined in some fatalistic sense that you have no choices to make. You have very important choices to make on a daily basis, but God has given you a purpose and a destiny, and He causes things to take place in our lives to bring about that purpose and destiny to affect the world around us. Think about David for a minute, the young shepherd boy. God calls him to be the king of Israel. God didn't look at David and say, "Well, I guess he'll have to do." God had been preparing David for kingship through each and every day that he spent caring for the sheep, slinging his slingshot to scare away wolves or lions or animals that would come to attack his sheep. When Samuel arrived to anoint Israel's next king, God led him past David's impressive older brothers and kept saying, "This is not the one. This is not the one." And finally, he said, "Isn't there anyone else? Oh, there's David. He's the run of the litter. He's out caring for the sheep." "Go get him," Samuel said. And God had a plan for David and his life. And it would affect the entire nation of Israel. And to this day, he is revered as the great king of Israel. Now, right now, I want you to pause and consider your story with fresh eyes. What if the experience that you've gone through, even this week, was designed to shape you to be the person God wanted you to be? A lot of times when the negative things happen in our life, we think, "Man, this is awful. This can't be a part of God's plan." My friend, I've grown more during the painful times of my life than I ever grew through my blessings. Now, here's something to really think about. God's calling isn't just about what you do. So many times we think God's calling is just about our vocation. It's really about who you become in the process. The purpose that He has for you will always involve character development alongside of our skill development. David's years as a shepherd weren't just preparing him for tactical aspects of leadership. They were preparing him to have the heart of a leader. The same young man who cared for the sheep would one day care for the people that were under his leadership. David would spend long hours on the hillside caring for the sheep, and he would be alone with God, and he would play that harp, and the music would flow from his heart. How about Joseph's journey from being the favored son to becoming a slave, a prisoner? And he would go from the prison to the palace, because God was positioning for him to have a place of influence that would one day save even the nation of Israel. Friend, the same principle applies to your life today. God's preparation process, it's always as much about who you're becoming as what you're prepared to do. God's not interested in your ability as much as He's interested in your availability, saying yes to God. Now, we're talking this week about purpose and destiny, and in a culture that's obsessed with personal fulfillment, climbing the ladder of success and individual achievement, it's easy to confuse God's calling with the worldly definitions of success. But listen, friend, God views success in a very different way than the world does. You see, God's purposes, they often look totally opposite of what the world celebrates. The world says purpose is about finding your passion and following your dreams. God says purpose is about discovering His dreams for you and aligning your passions with His plans, not yours. See, the world says purpose is about personal fulfillment and happiness. Be happy. God says purpose is about faithful obedience that leads to a very deep joy, which is far richer than just temporary happiness you get from seeing a goal fulfilled. The world's purpose is about making your mark in life and building your legacy. God says it's about building the kingdom. Purpose is about serving His kingdom and building His legacy through your life. See, the world will say that purpose is about discovering your authentic self. God says purpose is about becoming the person He created you to be, which is your truest self. Doesn't mean God's opposed to your happiness or your fulfillment. Quite the opposite. He designed you for joy. He delights in the fact when you are blessed and you're happy. But friend, when you align your life with God's calling, you discover that His plans are so much better than your plans for yourself. His dreams for your life are so much bigger than your dreams. His purposes bring real satisfaction that the world could never offer. We're talking today about purpose and destiny, and specifically on this program, about the God who plans, the God who has a plan for your life. See, when you understand that God has a specific plan for your life, it changes everything about how you approach decisions. See, I would rather live in the sunny state of Florida than to live in the People's Republic of Illinois, like I do. But you know what? God has a plan for my life. I have to be here because this is where God called me. And so I have to obey what He's called me to do, and that brings a joy in my life. Instead of drifting through life, hoping for the best, you can live intentionally, knowing that every day matters in the unfolding of God's divine purpose in your life. Doesn't mean it's always going to be clear, because there are moments when I say, God, what is going on? Why is this day happening? And then I discover that it's all a part of His plan. You approach each and every day saying, God, how do you want me to use today? Who are the people you're going to bring across my path? What are you preparing for me through today's circumstances, God? And how can I grow in faithfulness and in character in the opportunities that you're going to give me on this very day? My friend, God has a plan for your life. And He even brought you to listen to this program today to stir something in you, to ask you the question, are you living in God's plan right now? Or are you running from God's plan, trying to fulfill your own vision and dreams? Friend, you can view challenges in your life not as obstacles to your purpose, but as a part of God's preparation process. You can see the setbacks that you go through not as evidence that you've missed God's plan for your life, but maybe corrections that will guide you towards the perfect plan that God has for you. Friend, you can trust that nothing in your life is wasted, that even your mistakes, your failures, and your difficult seasons, they can be redeemed, and they can be used as a part of your calling and your story in this life. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. It's been great to be with you today. Walk in grace, friend. We'll see you again tomorrow.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.